this was my third year going, and I was one of the veterans. Frank and I were the veterans, and I wasn't exactly sure of my role this year. I was used to being, what do I do? And this time I was supposed to know what to do and tell others what to do with it, but it was a really amazing opportunity to share the 2 years of experience, and you gain a lot of experience in those 2 weeks, let me tell. It's a great opportunity to share, and Melvin and his family, they're just amazing. I think you can all agree they're amazing. And so it was really great to just sort of bring them along with us in our journey. I wasn't exactly sure what subject or day I was going to speak on today until I watched the video, which is pretty normal for me. Preparedness is not my thing. So I noticed as I was watching the video how my face would fall when I would see the pictures of the dump and the need and the, what we see is desperation and pain and loss. And then how my face would rise again. I would smile again when I would see our team members in action. And, Jim has been speaking of, for the last several weeks of, putting our faith into action, putting it out there and using it. And not just letting it be stagnant on Sundays. So, that made me feel good that we're doing that. But it also sort of showed me that when you're there and you see all the need, it can be really overwhelming. And when you leave, you can feel like you didn't make a difference. You can feel like, wait, we haven't solved anything. We can't check anything off the list. There's still so much need. But, seeing the pictures, we did make a difference. It may have just been that day. It may have just been, a smile or a handshake or, I got out of the truck or the van at the dump and a lady came up immediately and hugged me. I didn't particularly need a hug, but she needed to give me one. Maybe she needed a hug. Maybe she needed to express herself, her appreciation, her gratitude. So I guess my thing is, when you're in Tijuana, you just want to take the little nuggets of blessings that you can see. And there are so many. There are so many. God is everywhere there. We think from the pictures that he's not, but it just kind of takes away all of the distraction when you're there because your cell phone doesn't work. Trust me. And it takes away from the distraction and you can really see clearly his many blessings. And so it's an amazing opportunity. If you open yourself up to that. The thing is that although we want to go there and we want to impact their lives and we want to make everything okay for them, I think it's really important for us to not lose sight of what it does for us, what it does to us, how it changes us, how those blessings affect us. So that's my spiel.
Hello, this is Rainey Irwin from the Winter Wonder Wasteland, Camp Sela. I didn't know there was going to be a snowstorm this weekend, so yeah, sorry that I got scared of driving back to church early in the morning on roads that are not plowed. Anyway, first off, I wanted to say thank you so much for giving me and Dan the opportunity to go to Tijuana. We kind of went as, scouts for First Baptist. I had no idea what to expect. It was my first time out of the country. I don't really know anything about Mexico except for what you hear on the news. And what you hear on the news is, I don't know. But even the very first day that we were there, I could already feel the Lord growing my heart and opening my eyes to the people. And right from the first day when we very first got there, I was like, "This is gonna be a good trip." It really was. I know, I don't have one specific thing that really stood out to me, other than every day we saw so much poverty and so many situations that just seemed completely hopeless. And, you know, the temptation was to feel hopeless, just this overwhelming sense of, oh my goodness, like, this is really big. Like, this is a big problem. Like, how could you even possibly start to address the issues that are here? You know, like, we can't do anything. But being with the Spectrum team and seeing the ministry that they have there, it actually left me feeling very hopeful for all the situations that we saw. To see that, you know, there are people living in a dump. Like, I would never expect people to be in a dump. Why would people be in a dump? There are people living in a dump. And there are people in places that I would never expect them to be. But God knows they're there, and God is still reaching them. He's still sending people in there to bring light and to bring hope into such dark situations. And so that was really encouraging for me to know that, you know, the temptation is to be like, man, God, like, why would you let that happen to these people? But he's aware, like, he knows what's going on. And he is still sending hope and light there. So I just, that was really encouraging for me to see what is being done, and then to think, like, okay, well, there's probably people in places back home that I would never expect there to be people, and they need hope and light too. So I found myself being challenged to be more aware of the people around me, and how the Lord might want to use me to bless them for his glory. So sorry that I couldn't be there in person, but hope you guys are having a good morning. Hey.
Well, good morning. I'm sorry my eyes look red, but look at them pictures, you know. Tears just start coming. God's just tugging on my heartstrings this morning, but I was sitting there thinking, I'm encouraged by that, because I would be scared if my heart was so hard where it wouldn't work on, the memories wouldn't work on it. So I'm encouraged that God's working. First of all, I want to thank everybody for sending us. A lot of people invested time, money, prayers, and a lot of other things in making it possible. So I just want to thank everybody here for that. The whole experience was hard to describe, but it was wonderful. A lot of memories. God did a lot of work in our hearts the week we were there and since. The team we were with was fantastic. The Spectrum staff just really appreciated their vision. They were fun to be around. They were serious about God. We just had a very good week. I mean, we had a lot of fun times. We had serious times. We had tear times. But overall, it was just a really, really good week. Really enjoyed it. So I want to share about the orphanage a little bit. I went to two different orphanages on our last day, on Friday. And it was there that God really spoke to me. I mean, he was working all week and just doing a work in my heart of not esteeming myself better than anybody else. But there at the orphanage, as we got there in the morning and started interacting with the kids there, right first it was like, oh, it's a pretty nice orphanage. These kids don't really have it that bad. You know, they got a pretty loving environment here that seems like the people really care about them, and they're sort of seemed like they were family that loved each other. And I was surprised how well run it was and just the family atmosphere. But at some point, as we were playing with them and doing all kinds of games with them, which was fun, I just got this thought in my head, but it just hit me like a wall almost, that they don't have parents, at least I'm assuming they don't, they wouldn't be there. And just this, really a wave of sadness came over me. I mean, you just wanted to grab them and hug them all. And then God just spoke to me and said, you know, that's how I feel when people reject me, when people don't come to me. And he wants to do the same thing. He wants to grab us and hug us and bring them to himself and make us part of his family. That really spoke to me. But we had a great time. We did all kinds of things with the kids there, anything from an improvised baseball game out front to soccer, which they destroyed us in that. Yeah, that was, I don't know if I want to say my favorite day, but it seemed like that was the day that God really spoke to me and the whole experience. But just really enjoyed it. Again, thank you everybody for making it possible for us to go, and appreciate it.
Hello, my name is Kevin. I really enjoyed the trip to Tijuana. I really enjoyed our team and the Spectrum team down there. And my favorite day was working on the house, and the saddest day was the dump because people actually like live there. And thank you for helping me go.
So this was my first trip going on a mission trip or flying, and that was really fun. And I had a really hard time figuring out what I wanted to say today because it was just such a good trip. But I was going to say that by far my hardest day was the dump, and I can't imagine living there, like having to watch your every step, else a truck might run over you, or having to breathe in that dirty air every day. When we were praying with them, one of the ladies asked that I would pray that she was just so thankful that God blessed her, that she could work there, and that God would keep on blessing her. And I was like totally shocked and amazed, like how could you feel blessed to live in the dump? And it could just so easy be me, but God left me to live here instead. And I really enjoyed Build Day, and especially Activity Day. The kids were all so cute and fun to interact with. And our team was awesome. I couldn't ask for a better one. The Spectrum staff was really great. They were really fun to be around. I want to thank you all for sending us. I'm really glad I had the chance to go. It definitely really changed my life and the way I look at things, and I hope to go back again someday. Thank you.
Okay, hi, my name is Gloria. So I really wasn't sure what I was going to share about today, but this was my first time being out of the country also, and even my first time flying. So to be totally honest, leading up to this trip, I was petrified. Like, the night before we left, I was, like, totally freaking out and wanted to almost back out. But I feel that God really used my fear to help strengthen my faith in him. Anyways, I ended up having an amazing week. So I just want to say how wonderful my team was. They were always there for me, asking me how I was doing, and that really meant a lot to me. And I just so love getting to know each of you better. And the Spectrum team also is just awesome. My favorite day was Thursday, which was Kids Day. I got to help little ones make crafts, and that was really fun to get to be around them. And my hardest day was a dump. I feel like that's pretty much everybody's hardest day, but I was just shocked to see how huge it is and how many people are actually living there. Like, it was so much bigger than I had thought it would be. And the part that really hit me the hardest was seeing how many kids my age are living there. There was this one kid who was probably just 16 or so, and some of us were handing out sandwiches, and I gave him one, and I just can't seem to forget how grateful he was. He looked like I would have handed him the best thing in the world or something. And it was like it was just a sandwich, you know. And that really hit me how hard I don't think about even being grateful for those little things. But I love this trip, and I know I totally want to go back. I mean, I'm so glad to be here with my family again. But at the same time, I miss the Spectrum team so bad already. But I realize this wouldn't have happened without all you guys. So thank you so much for all your time and especially all the prayers. Thank you.
Well, guys, this is the 6th year that we have sent a team down to Tijuana. And it's all thanks to God, his blessings, his kindness, his love, and you guys, his hands and feet. Because you guys are who make it happen. You know, it is you guys who pray for us, just like Melvin and Amy said. It is you guys who help us to raise the money. Without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do it. There's no way that we would be able to raise $17,000 to be able to do a trip like this on our own. So thank you all. You know, through all this time, I heard a lot of people thanking me for my work and my service. And it started me wondering, why am I still doing this after 6 years, you know? And the only thing that I could come up with is that I'm so thankful that God served me. You know, he's the one that touched my life. He's the one that saved me from gangs and drugs and alcohol. And God knows what else could have been in my life. It is because I'm thankful to him that I serve. In Joshua 24, 15, Joshua is talking to the Israelites, and he's saying goodbye to them as he's stepping down and letting them run their own country. And at the end, he says, if it is unacceptable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom will you serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were in the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose lands you live. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. You know, a young lady came up to me a couple of weeks ago and said, how do you not become proud of what you do? How does that accolades from people telling you what a great job you're doing doesn't go to your head? And I told her that the best way to do that is to remember who we're doing it for. You know, we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for God. And today, I want to challenge you all. And just like Joshua asked the Israelites, choose today who you're going to serve. I ask you today, who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve God in the way that he asked you to? Are you going to serve yourself, or are you going to serve the world? Those are the choices that we have. If we choose God, the promises that he has for us are immense. You know, each and every year, again, I am just amazed of how we're able to put together this trip. Each and every year, the money isn't there. And then all of a sudden, we not only have enough, but we have more than enough. This year was a perfect example. Rick knows about this. 2 weeks from the date that we were going to take off, we were $2,500 short. I didn't know where we were going to come up with the money. The Monday before we took off, we were $2,000 in the plus. That's a $4,500 swing in about a week. I don't know about you, but that's God. I couldn't have done it. You know, I could have asked Jim, but I know that Jim couldn't have done it either. I could have asked Tate, and Tate couldn't have done it. But we prayed to God, and he did it. So again, thank you. Thank God for everything that he has done in our lives. Thank you for being willing to continue to help us to be able to do this. And I challenge you again to serve God wherever he sends you. If he sends you to Tijuana, serve in Tijuana. If he sends you to one of the different entities that are here in town, you know, there's so many places that need our help. You know, the EB Center, the Forgotten Men Ministries. It's just so many other places that need us. They need each and every one of us. This church motto is every member a servant. What a better way to do it. And what a better way to thank God than to do that. So thank you all, and God bless.